time for a break from the mundane with me, your harbinger of joy, Jamie Roddy. It's bite-sized nuggets of new perspectives on age-old wisdom that can help you take control of your mood and your entire day. It's your mood. Hack it. This is Mood Hacks.
I had a special request for this particular mood hack. So I am excited to share with you some wisdom that I have learned from much greater minds than mine about how to have a pumped up mindset or a conducive for success, Freud, a conducive for success mindset when you're about to go into a meeting, a business meeting. Now, I had done one for my friend as she was about to go into a blind date, and maybe I'll make a public one for that soon, some other time. This one is a mood hack to get you pumped up when you're about to go into that big meeting. I mean, we're talking about the kind of meeting that can make or break your year. We're talking about the kind of meeting where you might lose your job. The boss has called you in. The client has called you in. You have worked on this presentation with your team for months. This is a huge break. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who got you in with somebody who really helped you make your dreams come true. Here are some mood hacks around getting pumped up for that. I am reminded just now in the middle of speaking to you fine folks about one mood hack that I do, and this is not the one that I even wanted to talk to you about, but I'm going to throw this one in the mix. Have yourself a pumped up playlist that you have songs that just get you totally juiced, and put those on a playlist that you save and savor for these exact moments. Fun fact, you're welcome to judge. Mine is the soundtrack from Evita, the movie. Yeah, I know I'm a big nerd. It's totally okay. There's so many songs that can juice you up and pump you up, though. And everybody has different ones, whether they're like banger classicals, gangsta rap, disco, T-Swift. I don't know. My kid likes Call Me Maybe. He says it makes him feel like he can bench 300 pounds. He's a 13-year-old boy. It's not weird. We're not weird. We're not a weird family at all. We're totally normal. So whatever juices you up, get that playlist going for before the meeting, because that always, always, always works. It's almost like you'll walk in with an energy of just like pumping your fist, even though you're sitting there in your cute little suit, being all professional. So that is one mood hack around that. Another one is I'm reminded of the beautiful, wonderful teacher, Marianne Williamson, who is running for president and all these things. Politics completely and totally aside, this woman imparts some of the most beautiful knowledge that has been imparted on the planet. Her book, Return to Love, her lectures and her meditations. She teaches about a book called A Course in Miracles, which is a hefty, hefty tome about spirituality. This woman knows about deep, resounding spiritual love on an earthly planet. I highly recommend you check out her works that have nothing to do with politics. And then if you like her politics too, that's fine. That's not what this is about. She said something that really resonated with me, and I forget in what book. It was years ago when I read it. She said, anytime she's going into a business meeting, you know, somebody on her team will invariably ask her, okay, what's our intention? What is our goal? Let's set our intention for this meeting so that we come out successful in the way that we want. And she said, I have absolutely no such intentions or goals. The only intention I ever have in any gathering of people is that every member of all of the teams, everyone in the room feels respected and feels loved. And that is really powerful, because when you come into a potentially diverse conversation with, you know, maybe a problem client, or your boss is upset with you, or even your spouse or a friend, any kind of conversation around that, and the only intention that you have is for every person in the room to feel like they are truly and universally loved and heard and important, just imagine how your interactions with those people will change rather than coming into the business meeting or the personal meeting with an agenda of I must be heard and what I have to say is important and I need to feel loved. Do you see how you might say the same thing in two different ways if you were coming from those two different mindsets? So I absolutely love that just in general for all meetings that you go into. That being said, on that same sort of tip, if you go into any sales meeting or boss meeting, anything like that, because my friend did specifically ask me, can I get a mood hack for going into a sales meeting? Yes, this is one that I truly love, and I talk about it a lot. But if you go in with excitement around being able to help this person, it is a completely different energy than an excitement around what you can get from that person or what that person can give to you. This also tracks on these days where you just feel like you can't get out of bed and you just don't really care about your clients. You have this email, that email, you know, this phone call, that phone call. If you could flip that into who can I help today? What around my particular skill sets, experience and wisdom can I use to help anyone and anything? So before you go into the meeting, this is really, really important to just get juiced with your playlist and get juiced about what kind of value you're going to add. You potentially could add to this person's life. Like that should get you really juiced. That should get you so excited. Like I have this product and it's really going to help you. I'm so excited for how much money you're going to save in logistics, in, you know, administrative fees and your water bill. I don't know what your business is, but you get the drift. Like if you get really juiced about how much you're going to help this person, it's a completely different energy than I really hope I get the account. Here, I hope I get it. I hope I get the account. Because then you're smiling fake and you're laughing at their jokes that aren't funny. It's just a much more obsequious position, that other one, the trying to get something from someone, where if you were in a position of it being excited to give, you're in a very benevolent energy. And who doesn't love that? And you got to be sincere about it, man, because people pick up on these subtleties. They really, really do. So those are your three mood hacks. To recap, juice yourself up with your playlist. Make it your intention that every person in the room feels universally loved, supported, and heard. And make it your specific intention to help and get juiced about how you're going to help this client, how you're going to help this person that you're talking to in any way that you can. It's your girl, Jamie Roddy, out with Mood Hacks. Ciao for now.
We want to hear what you think. Join the community and the conversation on Instagram and Facebook at The Mood Hacks. For more Mood Hacks goodness, make sure to like and subscribe, please. Si vous plaît and por favor. To find all these links in one place, and if you're so inclined to pick up our jaunty little coffee table book, visit our website, themoodhacks.com. And if you have a friend who could use a mood hack, share this episode with them. Being thoughtful is so cool.